All right, guys, what's going on? I am she is me. This is On My Terms. So it's summer. We already know that I take you on every journey of my life, and sometimes those journeys are hard, and sometimes I need time. But I already spoke to you guys, and I told you therapy works. Therapy does work. It allows me to understand trigger moments for me. It allows me to understand when I need to regroup and look back. And I felt like, although I wanted to hurry up and return to my podcast, that looking and listening back on episodes, it wasn't an old me, and it wasn't an improved me. It was still I'm hurting and I'm going through things me. And I don't know, I felt like I was chipping you guys, I was chipping myself, because it was so much that I was in a stuck in between phase. So it was hard. But then I understood, and I had to come to the acknowledgement and be okay with understanding that although you are hurt and although you're going through things, you don't have to stop living. And when I say stop living, I'm not talking about, you know, pass away, but I mean stop living, because losing my mom, it almost made me feel guilty for living. And I know that we all have a date that we will all return to Allah. For all those who may be new listeners, I am Muslim. I don't want anybody, I always try to give clarity in the things that I'm saying. So Allah means God, because you have some people who really don't know that, and that's okay. In many religions, there's a lot of things we don't know. I was blessed to be a person who was raised Christian and became Muslim. But I'm thankful for all experiences, and I'm thankful for all my journeys, and coming through and really understanding or starting to understand that even when losing someone that is so close and dear to you, like I did, like my mother, my Umi, you learn that there is always something to be thankful for. And it is time to start, for me to start living again. It is time for me to start really getting back to my self-care. And part of my self-care is really diving back into me. Because now, even though I am in my beautiful 40s, I now have to find out, you know, what this life is and what this journey now details. I understand that I have a purpose. I understand that one of my purposes is to make sure that my Umi's purpose, which she fed people for over 30-something years, and she gave people, you know, places to live, vouchers to live, introduced people to who they needed to so they can be self-sufficient. This is a journey, and it's so dear and passionate to me that she passed it on to me. Before she even passed away, I already had started, you know, doing a lot of things that she did because it was so dear to her and it became dear to me. So it is my journey to now take that purpose that she lived, and I'm going to now take it and really run with it and run the course and help people out and help people in need and make sure, if I can, make sure that every person that needs to be fed, they're fed. I don't believe anybody should be cold, should be burning up when it's summertime. If I can help out in any way, that's what I need to do. But I can't lose focus of me, because that's what happened. When my Umi got sick, and before she returned to Allah, there was 2 years where I was the person who primarily helped her, who made sure she was straight, who made sure, you know, she got to those doctor's appointments, who made sure that she needed, whatever she needed me to do, I was there. And I do believe that that's, if you have the ability to, because everybody's time schedule or jobs may not permit that, but if you have the ability to, you always want to make sure your people are straight. I don't care. You make sure they're straight. But in the process of that, and I talked to a lot of other people who were the primary caregivers, in the process of that, you don't realize that you're losing yourself. You don't realize that you're forgetting the different things that you used to do to take care of yourself because you're so focused on making sure that person is straight. And I didn't realize that you kind of stopped living and you put your life on hold and you pause. And then once you come across this and you approach this part of the journey where that person is ready and they return to allow you for, now you forget, like, oh my God, I wasn't living. Oh my goodness, I forgot how to freaking live. And although if you never experienced that, you may not really understand that, but it's so freaking hard to get back. And you're like, I need to live. I need to freaking live. So part of me living is getting back to one of the things that I absolutely love, which is the podcast. I love speaking to you guys, and I love, and I always hope to be a person who encourages. Because my thing is, if you're not helping or if you're not encouraging someone at least once a day, guys, then are you really doing a service? And you don't have to always give people things, but a kind word. Maybe you let somebody in front of you while you're driving. It can be anything. This world is already hard enough. Why make it harder by not understanding that we all have to live here? We all have to live here. No one should be feeling that they are better than someone else. No one should feel that, oh, what I'm doing is much greater or who I am is better. That's not how it works. It's not how it works. How it works is we are a human race. We are humans first. People are like, oh, I'm black, I'm white. You're human. You're human. If something happens and you hurt yourself, you bleed the same color blood. You are human. So we have to get back in the moment of being human. Be proud of who you are. Be proud of your race. But don't be that jackass that thinks that your race or what you believe or your job or your money makes you better. Like I stated, part of my self-care is getting back to what I believe and getting back to what I love to do, and that is this podcast. And this podcast believes in love, and it believes in treating people right, and it believes in taking you on a journey, and it believes that don't be one of those individuals that simply forget who you are and what you're supposed to be doing and what this life really is. And if you have that much hate in your heart and in yourself, man, barricade yourself. Because no disrespect, but nobody wants to be around a hateful person. Except other hateful people. And I think all y'all should just barricade yourself. We don't want it anymore. It's so, so draining. It is. It's draining. There comes a time in everybody's life that we have to do better. And part of doing better means you really do have to start with self-care. Find out what's making you sad, and if you can work on it by yourself. If you can't, seek help. I have a therapist. There's nothing wrong with therapists. I think my therapist is one of the best therapists ever to walk this face. He's one of the best humans ever. Second, what makes you feel good? What makes you feel good? I used to work out 3-4 times a day, and that made me feel better. And I had to learn. It's so sad because when all of this was going along, it was like, when my mom getting sick, it was like pandemic than everybody trying to get back to life after the pandemic. And then she passes away and we're also like, oh crap. It's so much. But you will probably laugh at this. I actually had to force myself to get back on the track. I haven't even been back to my trainer yet. I had to force myself to get back on the track. And this comes from a person who not only will work out 3 to 4 times a day, but I would hit the track on the days that I wasn't with my trainer. And it felt good to complete the workout, but it also felt weird when I first stepped on the track. So when I tell you guys, I'm letting you in my life. I'm not one of those podcasters that's, you know, on some BS and they want to make it seem like their life is so glorious. No, I'm a regular person. I work a regular job. I work in corporate America. I have problems like everyone has problems. But if I can take time out my day just to encourage you guys, start your self-care journey. I don't care if you fell off. If you say, I started already, Leslie, and it didn't work, try again. I don't care how many times you have to do it, try again. Self-care is so very important. I don't care if it's just you getting up enough courage to get out the house, walk down those steps, sit on your porch, sit on your steps, walk up the street. Whatever it is to get you back into the swing of life, one step at a time, one sip of coffee at a time, I don't care what it is. If you've been so, you know, depressed and you've been in your room, step out the room. Step out the room. Go in that kitchen. Go in that living room. Make you something. I don't care if you're not the best cook. Go in that kitchen and make you a breakfast sandwich. Go make you some toast. Go cut up an apple. Believe it or not, people, it's the small things that we take for granted. And when we stop taking those things for granted, when I tell you, you'll start to feel almost like a surge because you're like, oh my God, it's really awesome that I can attempt to start reviving myself, start living again. And these are the things that I think is just so very important. And sometimes we take for granted, but I want to allow you, if you allow me, to take you on my journey to reacclimating myself into life, reacclimating myself into self-love, reacclimating myself into self-care. And maybe you can pull some of this energy. Y'all know I'm good for giving out energy. I'm here for it. I'm back. I know you guys heard this before, but I'm going to prove this time. No more falling off the wagon because I get in a mode or I'm getting sad. Because I have to understand something. If Allah has allowed me to wake up and Allah has allowed me to breathe and live and experience my sinuses and be able to get back on the track, be able to get back on my bike, that's Allah's mercy. God has given us so many things, and although it may hurt sometimes, man, say thank you. Because through the hurt, through it all, this much remains. He has allowed us to get up and do it again and do it better than before. So why would I complain? So this is me to you, you to me. I'm loving on you. I hope you're loving on me. I want to give you this energy. I want to give you so much love. So much encouraging. Let's start this week off right. Once again, I am she. She is me. I am who I am. I am who Allah has made me because my ummi gave my ilajan. When she was here, she gave me what I needed to because she raised me. So I will not let any of that go astray. All right, guys, this is me, and guess what? I am on my terms, on my journey, on my self-care vibe. Let's get it. Let's go.